With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, Thatcher. Welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there. Toucanic can still be an answer. And things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we are going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. As always, Sublime and Scrawn will be operating as a team to answer these questions. They will be earning points together. They are in a race against the other co-host for 30 points. First one to 30 gets to win a plush from PokemonCenter.com of $20 or less.
Oh, wait. Wait, last time I heard it was $25 or less. You trying to...
That's a lie, because I've always said $20 or less. So you are mishearing, sir. So today they are going to have five questions. Each question is going to be worth 1 point. However, one of these questions will have a bonus point that they can try for 6 points. They also have a hint that they can use for any of these questions. That hint can also be cashed in at the end of the round if they do not use it and get all of the questions correct for a possible maximum total of 7 points. That does not happen very often. So I wish for you the best. So if you guys are ready, I'm ready to ask you some questions.
Do it.
All right.
All right. Question number one. What is the only monotype pseudo-legendary Pokemon?
Pseudo-legendary?
Pseudo-legendary.
Oh, it's Goodra. It's Goodra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what he said.
Goodra. Final answer. Done. Moving on.
That is correct. The answer is Goodra, and that gives you guys 1 point. So let's move on to question number two, where I want to know, what is the only generation that didn't introduce a pure electric-type Pokemon?
Ah, that's an interesting question. Let's think about this. Not Gen 1, not Gen 2, not Gen 3, not Gen 4, not Gen 5.
So it's not Gen 4?
Gen 4 had Pachirisu.
Okay.
Gen 6, you had... Gen 5 had the Electross line. Okay. And Zebstrika line. So it's 6 or 7. Okay, so Gen 6 had... Oh, you know what? Gen 7 had Zerkatry, so it has to be Gen 6 by elimination. And the only electric type I can think of is Helioptile and Heliolisk, which are both normal
electrons. Yeah.
So there you go, Gen 6.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
I believe so, yeah.
That is correct. It is Generation 6 for literally all the reasons you logicked. So that's good for you guys. That's 2 points.
Sweet.
Question.
That's interesting trivia. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Question number three. What was the first generation that allowed you to trade Pokemon directly from the PC box?
Oh.
And you didn't have to have them in your party to trade.
I know you can do it in Gen 4.
Could you?
I believe so.
I don't think so. Right?
I think I'm pretty sure you could, because you could like swirl through the boxes.
I thought it was either Gen 4 or 5.
It was definitely before Gen 6.
Okay.
It's either 4 or 5. I think it's 4. Because that would make sense, because you have, like, the DS technology, you know. It's like a new system. We got new capabilities.
All right. All right. You know, I'll go with your gut on this.
I think it's 4. It could be 5. I know it's before 6, but I think it's 4. So let's go with 4.
Generation 4 is unfortunately incorrect.
Ooh,
it is actually Gen 5. Yeah, okay, isn't that cool. Interesting? I don't remember that either, Sublime, but I found that out. And I was just like, wow, that's interesting. Because apparently you did trades directly from the party in Gen 4, which is really weird to me.
Dumb.
Because really dumb. I thought you traded from the boxes, because it's exactly the same technology as Gen 5.
Right, exactly. That's why I assumed it was 4.
It's such a quality of life thing that I just never think about anymore. And I saw that and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you used to have to put things in your party to trade them. And it, poof, blew my mind.
Which is terrible.
Oh, it's an awful system.
They should be judged for it.
Yes.
So you're just salty.
No, that is just like, why did it take 5 generations to get to this?
He's not wrong.
Okay.
Question number 4. This is your bonus point question. And I hope you guys watch Pokemon Chronicles. Because in the Legend of Thunder 3-part special in Pokemon Chronicles, there were two characters that appeared in that episode of Pokemon Chronicles, or those three-part series, which was a mini movie, and that's how you got Raikou into the anime. And there were two characters in that were actually seen in the main line of the anime. For those of you unaware, Pokemon Chronicles is a series where it followed characters who were not Ash in the Pokemon world in the same universe. And there are two characters that appeared in the main anime that appeared in this Legend of Thunder special.
Sublime, do you know who it is?
I know the characters, but I don't know their names.
Butch and Cassidy. Butch and Cassidy, right?
Oh, that's a good guess. I was going to say it's those two people that join up with Ash for a little bit.
Trey?
It was a boy and a girl, and they're like, celebrate everything that this region has to offer. I think it was in when they were in Sinnoh, right? Because it was around the time of Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
I'm not sure. I thought that the evil people were Butch and Cassidy.
Butch and Cassidy are evil people. That makes sense. You know what? I think you're 1,000% correct. Let's go with Butch and Cassidy. Because we know for sure they have main anime appearances, so if they're in those specials, then yeah.
It's been such a long time since I've seen it, but okay, well, let's not hesitate too much. Let's just...
You have the hint. Don't forget that.
Okay, let's use the hint since that just...
Wait, is this the bonus question you said?
Yes.
Oh, it's one for both people. Yeah. Why not? Let's use the hint.
You know, okay, good. Right. It's not Butch and Cassidy. the two bad guys in that episode were called Attila and Hun. But these are two characters, one of which Ash battles at the Silver League conference, and another of which is... he is a researcher of Pokemon that shows up in one of the Gen 2 games. Ash encounters both of these people during his travels in Johto.
So, Professor Elm?
A researcher of Pokemon who shows up in the Gen 2 games. I mean, Professor Elm is that. That's not wrong. I feel like he would have said, is a Pokemon professor. I don't know.
That's technically correct. I mean, if you want to get a point for that, because he was on a video phone, I wasn't counting him, but it's technically correct.
We're going to count him. He's in there.
Yes.
And he is met.
He's not one of the two I was thinking of, but I will accept it.
Sure. Why not?
So get another one if you can.
There being a really cool scene where Mischievous uses Paris song.
I feel like one of them is Lyra.
Lyra.
Is that a person? I don't know.
It's like the Gen 5 or 6 female protagonist?
I think she's the Gen 4 protagonist.
As an additional hint, one of these characters has a Meganium.
Gen 4 is Dawn.
I feel like that's definitely Lyra. Oh,
I remember the Meganium lady. I remember. Okay.
Why does she have such terrible taste in starters?
I need an answer, guys.
Let's go with Lyra.
Why not? Let's say Lyra. I don't know.
So, Professor Elm, I'll give to you based on the technicality. Lyra is incorrect. Lyra didn't even exist as a concept in this time, because Pokemon Chronicles took place at the end of Gen 2 in the anime and at the beginning of Gen 3.
The only episode of that I watched was the one with Misty.
Yes, but either way, they take place in that realm of time, in the timeline. And unfortunately, Lila didn't exist at that time. So the characters I was looking for were Vincent slash Jackson. Jackson fought against Ash in the Silver League conference. And
okay. They
called him Vincent in The Legend of Thunder for whatever reason. It's fine. Nobody cares. And then there was also Yusin from Pokemon Crystal, because he was studying Suicune and also Raikou.
Ah, that weirdo. Yeah.
But I will give you 1 point for a total of 3 so far today.
Hey, that's 3 for 3 is the way I... Oh, 3 for 4, rather.
3 for 4. Yeah,
we're doing fine.
So our next question is going to be, as always, a base stat question. And so I want to know what the highest base speed is of all normal type Pokemon.
Really? You don't want to know what the highest HP for Bug is?
No, I don't. I don't.
Yes. Let's see. Fast Bird. Mega Pidgeot's 121. Is there anything faster than Mega Pidgeot that's a normal type? What is Lopunny? What's Mega Lopunny speed? I bet that's faster.
It's probably one of the two. Can you think of any like normal legendaries?
Not fast ones, just slow ones.
It's Regigigas, yeah. It's literally has the ability slow start. Lopunny sounds faster to me.
I feel like Lopunny is intended to be like super duper fast, right?
Yeah.
That's like a gig, because it's a sad, sad, sad Pokemon trying to be competent. So what do? They just stack on a bunch of speed and attack.
Fair.
Yeah, let's go with Mega Lopunny.
That is correct, but I did not know Sublime had such beef with Mega Lopunny.
I mean, I'm fine with it, but it's just like, you're trying to make Lopunny good, so you have to like really stack the deck into the two things it needs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing against Mega Lopunny. I'm good. Good for you, Mega Lopunny. Do your thing.
Good for you.
Punch those ghosts. Kick those ghosts.
Yep. But Mega Lopunny is correct. So that gives you guys 4 points today, which does change up the trivia score somewhat. I think, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Everybody's like super close except for Scrawn. So it does change it up.
Oh, okay.
So let me go ahead and click the sort button here. We're going to sort. So in first place, we have Scrawn with 18 points, followed up in second place by Sublime. With 10
what?
Points.
Really?
In third place, we have Gator with 8 points. Jushiro is in also in third place with 8 points. We have Dr. Shamu with 6 points in fifth place. In sixth place, we have Maximus with 5 points, tied with Whimsicott. We have Basket in eighth with 4 points. And we have Sigma and Snag bringing up the rear with 1 point. And everybody else has yet to get on the board.
Did we give everyone but Jushiro a point for PuckleCon?
I didn't give anybody points for PuckleCon.
Okay. I just thought it'd be funny if you gave everybody but Jushiro a point.
Wow. Look at this guy.
And also, so, our Sigma wasn't there. Those are the only two, I think. So, we miss you, our Sigma.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means no internet browsers. Sigma and Scrawn will be operating as a team together to answer 5 questions about Pokemans, and they will be competing for points against the other co-host of the podcast. It's the first co-host of 30 points, so they don't have partners specifically, but they always compete together in a collaborative manner during the segment. And so there are 5 questions. One of those has a bonus point. And then you also have a hint that you can cash in if you get all of the questions correct without using the hint for a possible total of 7 points today. So if you guys are ready, I've got a bunch of questions and I'm really excited to ask them to you.
I think I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm almost worried now, but yeah, let's go.
All right. So our first question comes from Doc Knox. It's a number question, so I need to give you a plus or minus on it. So it's a plus or minus 4 on the number, just as a heads up. How many Pokemon does Ash currently own? We're going to also collapse all of the Tauros, just as a heads up. We're going to collapse that into one.
Oh. Does it count Pokemon.
Not released Pokemon. These are the ones he currently owns.
Okay, so no Pidgeots involved in this.
I mean, you could use a general, like, are we doing, like, in the ballpark number for this?
Yeah, you got a plus or minus four.
Okay, so in this case, it might just be prudent to, like, because generally, if he catches above six in a generation, he releases one or, like, lets it pursue its ambitions. So I'm thinking...
Unless you're in Gen 5, where he just has, like, an ever-flowing party of 10 Pokemon that are ever in rotation.
Yeah, that's true. So we can keep that in mind. So, and then, like, do for the other generations, like, just do times six, maybe? Yeah. Is that, like, a reasonable strategy?
XY, he only had four because he released Greninja and Pikachu. So
I did not know that.
Alola, he only has four as well, I think. So that's eight. Put 10 down for Unova. I don't know. 18. Sinnoh was probably like six. Okay. So that puts us up to 24.
Hoenn?
Also around five or six.
I think he had a full team in Hoenn because he had Glalie, Sceptile. Like, to have a weird Pokemon like Glalie, it's...
Yeah, five or six again. So let's say it's 30.
Okay.
I think he had maybe...
Johto.
Johto was weird because he was releasing as he went along.
Mm-hmm.
But I can think of five or six, so 36.
Mm-hmm.
Indigo, probably another seven or eight.
Yeah, so I'd say like around 40. And then we have to keep in mind...
40 to 45?
Like, we have to keep in mind Pikachu's always with him, so we should just deduct seven or so.
I kind of did that going through. That's why we did fives instead of
seven. Okay. So you think it'd like...
Somewhere between 40 and 45, I think.
40 and 45. All right.
So maybe like 41.
Okay. Yeah, let's do 41 in case this is like some extra stuff.
Yeah.
41 is your final answer. That is correct and within the error of margin. It's somewhere between 40 and 42, depending on if you're counting Squirtle and I think the other one's Primeape, because they're in training and can technically be called upon. Goodra was released actually as well.
It was
considered release. So there's a whole bunch of nonsense. But yeah, you guys got it. That's a point. Like, good for you guys.
Wow. Wow, I'm really surprised, actually. I was expecting to be like, oh, actually, based on this technicality.
It's like, I had no clue for black and white.
You guys did a good job. Yeah.
Sweet.
So the question number two, this one comes, I believe, from Dennis. What was the first Pokemon game to have specific music for legendary Pokemon?
Do you think it was pinball?
Okay, so
main series earliest... Pokemon game, main series. Oh,
okay. Well, then I think it's Gold and Silver, but it could be Yellow.
Really? You think so?
Like,
what
well,
song? Because I know I was thinking like Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, but Ho-Oh has its own theme. Ho-Oh and Lugia.
Okay, so you can go
and
back.
And the legendary dogs have their own theme too.
So we could just do Gold and the Silver then.
Yeah, because I don't know about Yellow, but I don't think Yellow does. So, or they would have had it as battle option music in Usum and Oras. So, not Oras. Oras didn't have the red, blue, yellow Pokemon in it, but I think it's Gold and Silver.
Yeah, Gold and Silver seems like a good answer. Yeah, let's just go with that.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. The legendary dogs, Ho-Oh and Lugia. That's two guys. You guys are two. You guys are doing real well.
Isn't that that? Do you, like, is that
good impression? Don't know. So,
all right, moving on.
So, next question. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult. In Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, of the potions that heal a fixed amount of HP, so not max potion or full restore, which is the least cost effective? Assuming standard Pokemart prices.
Oh my god, you're making us do math. Okay, I'm gonna show you guys, because I can do this. It's okay, so it's 700 for a super potion, which heals 60 HP. Yes, it heals 60 HP now. I've been playing through, so I'm very familiar with this. I think it's 1,200 for a hyper potion.
That's 200?
No, hyper potions only restore 120 now. 120. It's 2,500 for max. It's 3,000 for a full restore. Those don't matter. Potion is 300 for 20. It's 300 for 20. So if we just do a quick division here, it should be okay. It should be a 30 over 2. So this is a 15-to-1 ratio. This one is a 10. It's roughly an 11.6-to-1. I think I'm just doing this mentally, so I might be wrong. Please don't get mad at me, listeners. This one's 10-to-1. The way it's looking, so we're just looking at potion, super potion, and hyper potion, right, Thatch?
Yes.
I think so. Least cost effective, I'm thinking it's just potion.
Probably.
Yeah.
How much was the super potion?
So according to my math, it's super potion is 700 Pokemon yen for 60 HP.
And how much does a potion cost?
It's 300 for 20 HP. So it's a 15-to-1 against an 11.
Yeah, because you need three potions to hit a super potion, and that's more expensive than buying a super potion.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's just normal potion, Fetch.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
What did I do wrong?
The answer is actually hyper potion. Hyper potion, it costs 12.5 Pokédollars for 1 HP. A potion is 10 Pokédollars per 1 HP, and a super potion is 11.67 Pokédollars per HP. I believe it's because you got the price of the hyper potion incorrect. The price of the hyper potion is 1,500 Pokédollars.
I thought it was 1,200. Okay.
I don't buy potions, so I have no clue.
But you did your math right, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, I did. I just wish I had remembered that.
It's not a problem, but that's fine. You got the next question, which is your bonus point question. And this has to do with back in Gen 4.
Oh, my God.
and I want to know, what are the locations that Cresselia and Darkrai call home in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl? 1 point for each location.
Yeah.
Isn't it Crescent Isle and New Moon Isle?
It's Full Moon and New Moon, right? Or maybe you're right about Crescent. Oh my god!
I don't know. Is it?
I know New Moon Island.
Darkrai.
Yeah, and I think it's Full Moon Island or Half Moon Island.
Crescent Isle is probably just the one from Ores, so I'll go with you. But do you want to use the hint, or do you think we need it for the next one?
Let's save it for the next one. I'm fine with just getting one here. I think it's full. It's a New Moon and Half Moon Island.
And then there's Iron Island off to the side, too. But
are those your final answers?
Yes.
New Moon Island and Full Moon Island?
Half Moon.
Full Moon Island?
Full Moon.
Those are the correct answers.
Oh, my God.
It's New Moon Island and Full Moon Island. I'm going to give you that because you said it, and you were so close. And you guessed it was Half Moon. But it's Full Moon Island and New Moon Island.
Make sense because Cresselia is a
crescent.
It's in its name.
Yeah, but it lives on Full Moon Island, so deal.
Well, so deal with it.
At least in Oras, it moved to a crescent Isle. We're good.
Yes. So deal with it. That's where it lives. That's 4 points for you guys today. Our next question, as always, is a bonus point question. Or not a bonus point question. What was I saying? It's a base stat question. And this week, it's about bug-type Pokemon.
Lowest HP.
You're going to get really sad here. I want to know what bug type Pokemon, not named Shuckle, has the highest base special defense.
Oh, no, it's special defense. It might be Volcarona.
Yeah, it might be Volcarona. That's the first thing that came to mind, honestly. Whenever I think of bug Pokemon with high stats, I tend to think of just anything from Black and White. Because that's like the Monstro bug region, Unova.
Yeah, let's see. It's not going to be Excavalier or its other buddy, Excelgor. That's not Spideffy.
No, it wouldn't. Not Scallopede either, or Lubunny. It might just be Volcarona. Do we have legendary bugs? I know we have Teferamosa and Buzzwole, but they're definitely not it.
You also have the hint. Don't forget.
Yeah, let's use the hint. It shouldn't be Genesect either, by the way, because that's all offensive and speedy.
It is a dual type, and it's got a very bad speed stat.
Okay.
So it's not Volcarona.
Nope.
Is it actually Fortress, do you think?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's got this really cool ability that would help against Volcarona.
So, like, sturdy. That's what comes to mind, because Fortress is bulky, but usually that's negated, because if you're running any fire move, you can still one-hit KO it.
Mm-hmm.
This Pokemon can be caught in Molly Garden.
Oh, it's Araquanid.
Oh, Araquanid, yeah.
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 Is that your final answer?
My God.
It's Araquanid. Yes.
Araquanid is correct. that gives you guys 5 points for today. So let's go ahead and total up these points here.
That's a stat feeling guilty about giving odd hints.
no, that's just me
trying to speed it along because I'm so far ahead in the trivia.
I don't want to watch you guys struggle.
You're being too nice.
All right, so that changes up the trivia board a little bit, kind of. In first place, we have Scrawn with 23 points. Followed up in second place by a close 10 points by Sublime Manic. Coming up in third is Gator with 8 points, followed by Jushiro in fourth with 7. Shamu and Sigma are tied for sixth place with 6 points. Maximus and Whimsicott are tied for seventh place with 5 points. Basket is in ninth place with 4 points, and Snag is in 10th with 1 point. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. Welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. For those of you new to the show, the way this works is Bo and Maximus are going to be operating as a team to earn points. They are competing against the rest of the co-hosts on the show to get more points than them. It's a race to 30 points. The first person to 30 points gets to choose a plush from PokemonCenter.com under $20 in value. And they win that. It's cool. It's a fun time. They actually get to win prizes and stuff. So right now, Bo isn't even on the board, so let's hope for the best. There will be 5 questions, one of which will include a bonus point. They also have a hint they can use on one of the questions, kind of like a lifeline. If they don't use that hint and answer all the questions correctly without it, they actually can cash that in for an extra point for a maximum possible total of 7 today. So if you guys are ready, let's get into it.
I'm Randy.
So my first question for you guys is, what move breaks Protect?
Isn't that Feint?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Feint. F-E-I-N-T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is correct. The answer is Feint. They were talking about this on the Discord server, so I thought I would bring it up because it's an interesting point. Feint does break Protect. Some people didn't think that existed, so... It does.
Actually an anime too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good move. It's +2 priority, and I think it's got a base power of 30. They dropped it just because it's not, they don't want it to be overpowered. It's not used very often in VGC, but it is every once in a while.
If I'm not mistaken, either Scyther or Pinsir gets it. And if Scyther gets it, that's pretty good for Technician.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
So, on the roll where we're going to be talking about priority just a little bit, I want to ask you another question. So that's 1 point for you guys, by the way. You guys are doing pretty well. You're 1-for-1. I want to know what move has the highest priority of +5 and goes before every move, including Protect.
So what's Sucker Punch's priority? Is that +3?
It's not. It's not +5. I don't think it's +5. Well, actually, hold on. He's at +5.
Goes before Protect. But I mean,
Protect's priority as a given is going to be +4. Just +4. So you know.
Wait, is it like Rage Powder or Follow Me? It's like one of those moves or something like that? Or no?
I'm trying to even think what moves are priority. Because yeah, wouldn't it be one of those obscure things? Because I know it's high up there, but I want to say it's only like +3 or +4.
Because I think I've seen Extreme Speed outspeed Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
I've seen that. So it's not, it can't be Sucker Punch.
Do you want to use our hint?
We might as well. Like, I don't feel like we're, like, I don't know if we're going to get all of
them. Yeah, I don't think we have a good enough answer.
Your hint then is this is a status move that is only good in double battles.
Yeah, it probably is like Rage Powder or Follow Me.
It's good to use on your partner.
Oh, wait, is it that move?
Helping Hand?
It could be. Actually, it could be. I haven't seen Helping Hand in a good long time. Not since, like, Pokemon Coliseum. That's the last time I've seen Helping Hand in a battle.
I'm going to need an answer.
I don't think it has any priority. Do you want to say one of the things?
We could. I'm thinking, what's that move that you can, like, relay switch, I don't know, that you can do it to your partner and make him attack again. What's that move called?
Not Pangoro. Oranguru?
Yeah, what's that move called?
Instruct?
Instruct?
Or is that his ability?
No, his ability is telepathy. Yeah, telepathy and...
Okay, do you want to say Instruct?
We can, because I can't think of anything else. I doubt that's it, but...
I don't know either. Yeah, we're shooting in the dark.
Instruct is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Helping Hand.
Oh my god!
I even said it. I was like, I don't even think Helping Hand has priority.
Helping Hand goes before everything else.
I haven't seen that move done since Coliseum. No one uses it.
They use it actually a lot in VGC.
I've never seen it from the battles I've seen.
I used it particularly on the team that actually I let Bo borrow at PuckleCon. There, I used Helping Hand. It's nice to get a little bit of extra damage output if you need it. It's kind of one of those just tech moves, like, oh, I've got an extra slot and I've got a support mon. Let me throw Helping Hand in there. So, good to just for your knowledge, Helping Hand goes first. It doesn't matter, though. Nobody really cares if it goes before Protect. All right. So, we want to know then, that's two questions. You're 1 for 2, 1 point. So, we're going to keep riding this priority hype train for a little bit. So this next question, it comes with a built-in hint because I didn't think it was a good question unless you guys got a little bit of a hint. I want to know what Pokemon can learn the most non-zero priority moves, so moves that have plus one or minus priority. Hint, it's a fighting type, and it's from Gen 2.
Okay, well, there are only 3 fighting types in Gen 2, and they're Heracross, Tyranitar.
Hit him on top. Think about it. Anything that can't, well, technically that's not true. I can't say that.
How do I know that? What? That's easy.
It could be Tyro because it can learn all the egg moves that its parents can learn.
Well, then, but then wouldn't it be Hitmontop? Because doesn't Hitmontop learn
true
any other priority moves? Can we say the line?
I get no, because there's a difference in the line.
Okay, well then I guess we have to say Hitmontop.
Yeah, I guess, and that's the case.
Is Hitmontop your final answer then?
Yeah.
That is correct. It is Hitmontop. He learns,
is it Rolling Kick?
He learns 14 boosted priority moves and 2 lowered priority moves. He learns like 16 priority moves. It's nutsos. It's crazy. But that gives you guys 2 points today. That is 2 points out of 3 so far. The next question is, as always, your bonus point question. And it has nothing to do with priority. It has to do with the Pokemon TCG base set.
All right. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
No, I got this, Maximus. Don't worry.
In the Pokemon trading card game, it is typical for water-type Pokemon to have weaknesses to lightning and to also grass-type Pokemon. It turns out, though, that in the base set of Pokemon, most water types were weak to lightning type, except for 2 evolutionary lines. What were they?
One is Poliwag. I know that one. And I want to say the other is Omanyte.
Is that your final answer?
I'm not 100%, but I mean, that's what comes to me at the top of my head without looking at anything.
Okay, you're going to say, is Maximus okay with those as well?
Go dude, right ahead. TCG's all your territory, man.
I know for a fact Poliwag. I don't think it's like Seedra. I don't think it's Shellder. It's definitely not Articuno.
Was Ammonite in base set?
No. Oh, base set.
Wait, base set?
Oh, never mind. Shoot. I'm thinking like the whole thing. No, never mind. Get out of here. No, definitely not Ammonite. Thank you for that little helper.
I didn't say anything. It didn't happen. We'll cut that out.
Yeah. Smeagol, get rid of that, would you? Oh, Magikarp. No. Is Magikarp in base? I'm going to say Magikarp. I think it's Gyarados, though.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. It is the Poliwag line and only Gyarados, actually. Magikarp is actually weak to lightning. It's a weird evolution because Gyarados also isn't actually weak to grass in the video game.
But Magikarp is.
So I thought that was an oddity, and so it was really weird. Yeah. That was a good. That's 2 points for you guys. So you guys are back up to 4 points for the day. So let's see if we can make it an even 5 for you. As always, the last question is the base deck question, and so I want to know what fairy type Pokemon has the highest base HP.
Oh wait, you said fairy type.
Fairy.
Yeah. So we had to pause for a second.
Not bug.
I think it's fairy type.
Would it be like Xerneas or Diancie?
No, see, I think it may be Wigglytuff because I know they have a lot of HP. Just all their other stats suck.
Oh,
it could be Wigglytuff. But I'm trying to think all the other fairies and all the legendaries too. Because right now that's the main thing in my mind. But it's not Clefable. It's not Florigus.
What are even any other fairy types? Not like Aromatisse, I wouldn't think. I mean, they're big, but they're not.
No.
I'm going to need an answer.
If you think Wigglytuff, I'm cool with Wigglytuff.
I think it's Wigglytuff. Like I said, like its HP is really good. It's just its other stats are just terrible.
Okay. All right. I'm down, man.
Wigglytuff is correct. Wigglytuff has a base HP of 140. Nice. Far beyond, I think, number 2 slot. I forget what it is, but it's far beyond that. So it's going to be a good time. So that gives you guys 5 points for today, and that changes up the board somewhat.
Somewhat.
It's not. It's so easy for somebody to get the number 2 slot right now. It's incredibly easy. So
I think I'm looking at it right now. I think number 2 is Jigglypuff.
Oh, right. Right now in first place, we have Scrawn with 23 points. Tied for second and third place, we have Sublime and Mr. Maximus with 10 points apiece. In fourth place, we have Gator and Jushiro tied with 8 points. We have Sigma in sixth place with 7 points. Shamu in seventh place with 6 points. Whimsicott, Basket, and Bosefus are all tied for eighth place with 5 points. And Snag is bringing up the rear with 1. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, that means no browsers. Sublime and Whimsicott will be using their knowledge together in a team to earn points. They are competing against the other co-hosts. First co-host to 30 points wins a Pokemon Center plush of under $20 of their choosing. And of course, we are racing to 30 points. They have a possible 7 points today. There are 5 questions, each worth 1 point. They have a bonus point that comes from one of these questions because it has 2 answers. And of course, they get 7 points if they get all of these questions correct without using a hint that they can use on any of these questions. So if you guys are ready to go, let's get started.
Let's
do that.
So our first question, I think it's a bit of a softball. I want to know which generation introduced the most new Pokemon.
5.
That's easy. It's 5.
That is correct. The answer is Generation 5 with 156 Pokemon added to the Pokedex because they're like soft reboot. And they're just like, you know what everybody likes? They like monkeys. We're going to make six monkeys.
Elemental
monkeys. I was going to say it was because they threw in so many legendary Pokemon.
They did throw in a lot of legendaries, but even then, so what they did was they copy-pasted so many Pokemon designs. It's not even funny. So you look at just not the monkeys, like Simisear, Panseer, and Simipour.
Sage.
And Sage, that's it. And if you look even closer, though, you also have the weather trio, Tornadus, Thunderous, Landorus. They all look almost exactly the same.
Similar, although they changed it up a little bit more for black to white, too, giving them their alternate forms.
Yes, but still, they just copy-pasted a lot of Pokemon. It's not even funny. They did not work very hard to hit that 150 number. Also, Basculin was only created because they did not think there were enough fish.
Well, it had
they
really
were like,
few
wait,
water types. They were going through water, and there were tentacles.
Oh, right. So we're just going to move on to question number two, though, before we talk about Gen 5 and its design decisions. So this next one involves Mega Evolution. So in Oras, we obviously go through a story that explains that Rayquaza was the first Pokemon to ever go through Mega Evolution. However, according to Kalos Legend, though, there's a different Pokemon that was the first to Mega Evolve. What was
Mega Lucario.
Yep.
That is also correct. That is your second point today, guys. You guys are on a roll, 2 for 2.
We love Gen 5 and we love Pokemon lore.
Yeah. Good stuff. It's going well. You're playing to our strengths. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. So this next question has to do with the Pokedex and how it categorizes Pokemon by color. It turns out Generation 7 changed several Pokemon's colors from what they were previously, one of these being the East Coast form of Shellos, the little blue guy. They changed it to blue in Generation 7, so he wasn't categorized as blue previously. I want to know, what color was he categorized previously in Gen 6 prior, and Gen 6, Gen 4, Gen 5, when they did the colors?
I would guess green, because it's next to blue on the
color
scheme.
Also because, you know, the problem with green and blue in Japanese, so.
That is
true. And that's kind of an aqua color, so yeah.
Yeah, it's adjacent to green. Yeah, let's go with green.
I would agree with you.
Green's your final answer.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is purple.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was just wrong. That was just wrong.
It's purple. I don't know why.
We're not wrong. The Pokemon company's wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. I saw that and I couldn't believe it. There are other ones that changed, though, as well, including Mega Charizard. It used to be categorized as red. Now it's categorized as black. Castform went from white to gray. Burmy went from gray to green. And then you've got things like Darmanitan Zen Mode going from red to blue. And then, the oddest one is Shellos, first of all, being considered purple to begin with. I don't know.
There's nothing on it that's purple, so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I suppose maybe it was because it categorized the two Shellos as the same color in the Pokédex?
So that's not true either, because the other one, I believe, is categorized as red. Let me double check, though, real quick for you. But yeah, Shellos... let's see. Shellos, they were both categorized as purple. You are right. The West Sea one is categorized as purple. There you go.
Ah, that's a good explanation for you.
Hmm. And it was the first one
they're
created.
They're still wrong.
So.
They're still wrong.
All right. So we're going to move on to the next question. That includes your bonus point. So this question I found really interesting. I didn't know this until today. So there are two non-bug-type Pokemon families that can learn the move Twin Needle. What are they? Twin Needle, the signature move of Beedrill. First of all, there are way more Pokemon than Beedrill that can learn it now. And two of the evolutionary lines that can do it are not bug type.
Well, since we lost the perfect run, why don't we use the hint?
Why don't we discuss it for the minute we get and then get the hint? That usually is more helpful.
Okay, because I'm kind of at a loss for this one.
Same. I'm trying to think about Pokemon.
Maybe
that...
something that is bug type looking, but isn't a bug type. You know what I mean?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Flygon, but I don't think it gets Tweenyedle.
I don't either. It would need twins of something.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, I don't know, Excadrill, but it's a poison type Tweenyedle, right? No, it's a bug type move. It's a bug type move.
It's a bug type move.
Poison you. Tweenyedle, stuff that has
pointy parts.
Yeah, it's weird because there's so much stuff that gets like spike cannon or
All right, you're gonna have to use the hint.
Yeah, we're gonna have to use the hint.
All right. So one of these Pokemon families is known for having Skill Link. Other one is an electric type. Not just electric type. It can have another type attached to it as well. And it's known for being spiky.
Jolteon. Okay. Does Jolteon learn it? I think Jolteon might learn it.
I'm thinking Pin Missile. Don't you think it's Togedemaru and Cloyster?
I definitely think it's Togedemaru. Does Shellder get Skill Link, or is it just Cloyster?
I don't remember.
Well, either way, I certainly don't think it's Mincino, so let's just go with Cloyster. And let's think about this electric one a little longer, because I feel like there's lots of spiky electric types.
Yeah, but Togedemaru has metal spikes. Awesome.
So that's more than two.
No, evolutionary families. That's what I said. Evolutionary families.
Ah.
Wait,
so Shellder and Cloyster, if you answer that, would count as one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, but you said evolutionary families, implying that they're both part of evolution lines.
That
not
is
standalone.
Not the implication. You well, dug like, into that. You made that inference.
That is the way that works.
No, not true.
No. Technically, a single Pokemon is an evolutionary family of one.
You're not a family. You by yourself, you're going to die alone. Sorry about it.
You may have a cat.
You might. You probably have 27 of them. Let's go with what we've got. Yeah. So the Cloyster line and Togedemaru?
Yep.
That is correct on both accounts. It is Togedemaru and Shellder. They both learn it via egg move. But I thought that was really interesting that they learned Tweenyedle, of all things.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Okay, so that's 4 points for you guys today. And as always, we wrap things up with a base stat question. And this week, our base stat question is about base HP of Steel-type Pokemon. We want to know who has the highest base HP of all Steel-type Pokemon.
That is an interesting question.
Okay.
Let's see.
Solgaleo?
A lot of times... What is... Solgaleo. That is a good starting point. I feel like a lot of the legendary steel types have really high defenses and actually don't have very impressive HP.
That's right. Like, Celesteela's HP is not very impressive. It's a combination of having, like, good HP, good defense, good special defense, but it's not exceptional at any of those.
Yeah. And, like, you think of, like, Registeel or Cobalion, and their HP is not impressive at all. They have good defensive other things, but do you know what Solgaleo's HP is?
No, but I know it's really, really high. Like, it's the highest for psychic types. Well, it's higher than Wobbuffet.
Then let's, if it's higher than Wobbuffet, let's go with that. Because, yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that would be very high in HP specifically.
That is correct. That gives you 5 points for today, guys. So good for you. Solgaleo has a base HP of 137.
That's quite high.
Yeah.
It's very high. Bulky boy.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretty bulky guy. Yeah. And, I mean, so Lunala ties with him, obviously, but it's not steel type. But
no.
All right, so that does change up the board kind of a bit, because everybody who's not Scrawn is actually pretty close together. And so right now, in first place, we have Scrawn with 23 points. Catching up, though, we have Sublime in second with 15 points. Tied for third, we have Mr. Maximus and the fluffiest Whimsicott. Tied for fifth, we have Gator and Jushiro. In seventh place, we have R Sigma with 7 points. In eighth place, we have Dr. Shamu with 6 points. In ninth, we have Basket and Bo with 5 points, and then Snag bringing up the rear with 2. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where I quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. As always, these two will be operating together as a team. They will be competing for points against other co-hosts on the show. First to 30 points wins a Pokemon plush of their choice from PokemonCenter.com under $20. Of course, we have 5 questions for them today to answer. Each question is worth 1 point. However, one has a bonus point that they can earn 2 with, so that's good for them. They can earn 2 points with that. That's 6 at the moment, but they can also earn a 7th point because they are allowed 1 hint as a lifeline. If they don't use that hint and get all of the questions correct, they actually get 7 points. So a possible total of 7. Actually, if you get all of them today, Scrawn, you win.
Oh my god! Oh my god, the pressure's on you.
I'm gonna do my best to help
you. Who's the closest person?
I think it's like Sublime, and I think he's at like 15 points, so you're good.
Even if we mess it up today, you're probably going to make it.
Yes, that is how this goes. So we are going to go ahead and ask you those questions.
Let's start a new cycle, Whimsicott. Let's get you some bonus points.
Whee!
So if you guys are ready...
If she gets it, she gets like points in the next track, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
If you help them cross the finish line, you get all the points you gained today for that. Yes. So we are going to go ahead and ask you these questions. So question number 1, what is the only Pokemon introduced after Generation 5 that is capable of being in a Dream Ball?
My lord. Okay. Oh, I'm going to say Sylveon because that was introduced in Gen 6 and you can have an Eevee turn into a Sylveon. Is that right? You think so, Whimsicott?
That is a perfect answer. Yes, you're right.
That is correct. The answer is Sylveon. That is 1 point for you guys. Yeah, Sylveon is the only one that we caught in a Dream Ball because it's the only Pokemon that was introduced to an existing evolution line after Gen 5. So that's crazy to think about, but that's okay because I don't need any more chubby Magmar in my life, so we're okay with that. All right, so question...
We need to address something. Stop fat-shaming Magmar.
No, Magmortar. It's Magmortar.
Oh, okay, Magmortar. Yeah, Magmortar has problems.
Yes. He needs to go on a diet there, okay? All right. Question number 2. What is the only Pokemon to ever have regional Pokedex number 000?
I know
the
answer.
Regional Pokedex number is Victini.
Yeah, it's Victini.
Mm-mm.
That is correct. It is Victini in Generation 5. It was given Pokedex number 000. I don't know why. It just was.
I do.
Why? Go ahead.
It was to hide its existence from the world.
That's not the way you do that, in my opinion.
So, like, they explain it in Black and White a little bit. And it's like they gave it the Pokedex number 000 so that people, like, wouldn't see a missing Pokedex number or, like, at the end or whatever. It's really weird.
That's not how we found these out, though. We just found them through data mining, which isn't has nothing to do with Pokedex numbers, unfortunately. All right, so that's 2 points for you guys today. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So this next one, you have to be really thorough when you play Pokemon games to know the answer to this one. That means you talk to every NPC, you look at pictures on shelves, and it'll help you get an answer. So I want to know, in the Pokemon video game, there is one villainous team leader that is confirmed to canonically have met a mythical Pokemon. Who is it?
Pokemon.
Only
these
one.
These are the main series Pokemon games.
Yes. This is how it was confirmed in a main series Pokemon game that this team leader met a mythical Pokemon.
Okay. So it's not... I think we can rule the Gen 3 guys out. Archie, Maxi, no. Cyrus, what were the mythicals from that?
Actually, you're ruling them out, but I have a feeling that if you go to the Aqua Hideout, there's somewhere, something in a room that says that Archie met Jirachi. I don't know why I remember this, but I don't know. Just go with it and let's keep it as our backup answer.
Okay? Because, like, logically, I was thinking it was going to be Giovanni because of the whole Celebi thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't meet Celebi. Like, you meet Celebi and Celebi sends you back in time to witness something about Giovanni, right?
Yeah.
So, and from the way he phrased the question, that cannot be what the question was referring to.
Or maybe Giovanni met Mew, and that's why you made Mew 2.
No.
Okay.
Because Giovanni didn't make Mew 2. That's just in the anime.
Okay.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Do you wanna use the hints, Kron? I know we can't get the 7 points, but...
No, I'm owing for all 7 points!
then our only answer is Archie, and I probably made it up. So,
okay, yeah, I'll trust you on this one.
Do you want to answer Archie? Okay, fine.
That is correct.
What?
It is Archie. It is because in Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, you can find a picture in the hideout of one of his, or his second in command, Shelly, and it shows a picture of Shelly, Archie, and Jirachi.
Then I was right. I didn't make it up. I remembered that for real.
Wow.
So that is 3 points for you guys today.
Wow.
You're doing pretty well. So question number four.
I'll never doubt you again, Whimsicott.
Question number four is, all as always, your bonus point question. So there are actually 3 answers to this. I only need 2. But I knew Skron was coming on the show today. So I figured I would ask about our favorite shared character, Mirror B.
Yes.
We all know he loves Ludicolo, and they have the most wonderful dance, but he used to also have shadow Pokemon that you could catch in both XD and Colosseum.
Yes, I think I can get this.
What shadow Pokemon could you catch exclusively from him, not including any shadow Pokemon you missed in XD? But in both of those, there are 3 Pokemon combined that you could only catch from Mirror B in both Colosseum and in XD. What were they? Only need 2 of them. There are actually 3.
Okay, so if you can get, okay, so what, let me make sure, I think I know the answer, but let me get the specific, some specific clarification. So if this Pokemon is a shadow Pokemon in both games, it doesn't count.
Yes, it's not anything that happens though. It does. So in XD, I know that if you miss a shadow Pokemon, you can go catch it from him.
Yeah.
That does not count in this question.
Okay.
There are 2 Pokemon in XD that he exclusively has that you can catch from him, but from nobody else. But also, you can count the one in Colosseum.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to do all 3. And do you have any idea, Whimsicott?
No, I've never played those games.
Okay, I think it's Sudowoodo, Voltorb, and Dragonite.
Are those your final answers?
Yes.
All right. It is actually Sudowoodo, Voltorb, and Nosepass, but I will give you that answer. It might be Dragonite, because I remember Dragonite too, but I did not see it on the wiki.
After you've caught all the other shadow Pokemon, mm-hmm. you can catch Dragonite from them at the top of Gatien Port Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Does Dragonite appear in Colosseum? So I think
No, it doesn't appear in Colosseum. It appears in XD. I'm looking for the Dragonite real quick, just to see where to catch Dragonite from. I remember Dragonite, and I think you're correct as well, but the answer is, I mean, that might be correct. Let me double check, see if I can find anything about it in XD, Gale of Darkness. Generation 3, there is nothing about, oh, that's side games. So, Gatien Port, which makes me think that it is from him. So, let me see if I can find a Dragonite. It is Dragonite from Mirror B. You are correct. That is correct. There are 4 answers, and Dragonite is correct. But either way, you got 2 points.
So, fun little trivia of my own for this is, I love how they specifically gave Mirror B the shadow Pokemon that sort of go along with his tunes.
Yes,
because Sudowoodo Nosepass and Voltorb all move in a way that like perfectly coincides with the music.
Yes.
It's so perfect. It's like, I love the little touches like that.
Mm-hmm. So that is going to be it though for that. So that is, that's 5 points for you guys so far.
Okay. We got to get this last one.
You haven't used the hint. And as always, question number 5 is always a base stat question. There's actually 2 answers for this, but I thought it was a good question to ask anyway. So I only need one, but if you get both of them, you get bragging rights, I guess. So I want to know, what fighting type Pokemon has the highest base special defense of all fighting type Pokemon?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Special defense of fighting type. Virizion
comes to mind, yeah. So what were the Megas real quick, just to rule those out? Heracross,
Medicham, Mega Mewtwo X Gallade. Is not defensive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not X or Y. Virizion does come to mind. I think that's a 110, which for a fighting type is
I think
is
it
pretty...
might be higher than that.
Yeah, it might
maybe.
Be. It's definitely higher than Terrakion and Cobalion.
Yeah.
Kaleo.
I was incorrect. There's only one answer. I'm mistaken. My apologies. Oh. Only one answer.
Okay.
So it's just one Pokemon.
No.
Okay, help me remember, Skron. Formosa sucks in both defenses, and Boswell sucks just in special defense, so it's neither of those.
Yeah, those are out.
Okay. Well,
pretty sure it's not any of the Hitmons. It's Conkeldurr? No, it's not Conkeldurr. Virizion beats that.
I think Virizion also beats Hariyama. Because Hariyama has very high HP.
Yeah,
and special
Hariyama
defense is just
not.
Good, not great.
I'm going to need an answer.
Do you want to go with Virizion's Scron?
Let's do Virizion.
Okay, Virizion.
That is correct. That is Virizion. That is a perfect score for you guys today. That is 7 points, and that makes Skron cross the finish line barely. That's 30 points exactly, Skron. And that means that Whimsicott's in the lead for the next one, and everybody else has yet to get on the board.
Yes.
So there you guys have it. That is this edition of Puckle's Poke Quiz. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our TeePublic store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.